The comedy series Schitt's Creek is about the Rose family, who lost everything they owned when a business partner took their money. They lost everything they had. They were forced to move to a town called Schitt's Creek, where their life and how they lived were completely flipped upside down. In the first episode of the show, they walked around the town, filled with disgust at how they ended up here. They had to learn a new way of living and that the people were not so high maintenance. The Rose family felt hopeless on how they would get out of their situation. They felt stuck on what they were experiencing and did not know when it would end. And I find the Rose family to be similar to the Bones in today's text, feeling hopeless with no idea where to turn. The people of Israel felt hopeless. They felt as if they could not go on and that they were dead in their faith and in their experiences. Our story today takes place when the people of Israel are in exile in Babylon and other surrounding places. They are not in their homelands and are far away from their life and their culture that they know. As we heard last week, they were told by Isaiah to live into this new life and culture that they found themselves in. But it is still hard to live into a time where they do not know all of the answers or know when they will come. The people did not know where to find hope in the midst of their new life and being in exile away from their homelands. The bones in the valleys were numerous, dry, and scattered, which represents that the many people thought and felt hopeless and did not know what to do. There is no life present in this valley. Whenever I read this text, I imagine Ezekiel looking over the valley, it being eerily quiet, filled with bones where it is difficult to walk around freely, and the view being ominous and filled with shadows. There is no sign of life. And for the people of Israel, if there is no life, they feel as if they are separated from God. And without God, there is no life and there is no hope. They do not feel that God is with them in this moment. They do not know where God is, and the people cry out that it is difficult to live through. The bones are crying out, "We are lost. We do not have hope. We are cut off." They are crying out and lamenting that they feel separated from God. They do not know where God is. They do not have hope, and they feel that they have come to the end of what they can do. Hope seems lost for the people. And it also can seem difficult for most of us to find hope amid despair and sadness. To me, hope is a sense that even in the midst of hard times, we know something will come out of it. It acknowledges that God is there while also moving forward. But finding that hope is difficult when all we see is despair around us. Like the bones in the valley crying out, some of us might not be able to see where God is when we need God the most. For some of us, it can be hard to see where God is whenever there is a loss. A loss of a loved one, a loss or change of a relationship, a loss of knowing what will or could happen next, or as we saw in Michigan again this week, a loss of safety and comfort in places that are meant and to be seen as safe through gun violence. A loss of knowing our loved ones will be safe wherever they are. When all we see and hear in the world is bad news and things that keep changing, it is hard to feel like some of us can keep hope. When we think we have come to the end of an unknown time, something else pops up just to bring us back. COVID seems to be ending, and we can get back to some sense of normalcy. And then another variant of the virus comes up that we need to be aware of and protect ourselves. It can seem that some of us cannot help but ask and scream in tears and anger, God, where are you? Like the bones in the valley, most of us may cry out and lament, we are separated, we are cut off. We do not know where to find you, God. For some of us, it may seem almost impossible to feel and know where God is and to have hope in God when all we see around us is sadness and despair, unknown answers and things yet to come. God, where are you? Hope is difficult. Hope in God is difficult to find when all we see is hard and negative things. And even though the bones of Israel did not have hope, God gave hope to them. God told Ezekiel to tell the bones, "You shall live." God uses a lot of will and shall language in this passage, which shows that God knows these things will happen. God promises the people they will live again. God told Ezekiel to tell the bones that they will rise and live again, and God continues to be with them. God promises life to the people through the Spirit of God. The people will live and will return home. God is with them, and God knows what will come. Even when the people were feeling hopeless and felt they had nowhere else to turn, God brought God's Spirit among them and brought life into them. The bones that were dry and scattered are now put together and living by God's Spirit and work. God raised the people from their graves, as God promised the people. God knows when these things will happen, but God does not explicitly tell the bones or Ezekiel when they will. But God is with them and brings God's Spirit among them to live. God never leaves them, and God fulfills God's promises. God promises the people that they will know God when these things will happen. God does not say that the negative, difficult times of exile to Babylon will stop. God does not say they will be brought right out of exile back to their homes right then. But when they are given life again and brought out, they will know that God did it. God knows their struggles and their pain as well as when they will live again. God was and is and will continue to be with them. God gave the bones and people hope even amid their hopelessness. And similarly, God gives us hope when we do not know what to expect. Even when it seems like we are separated from God, God is with us in every space and time that we find ourselves in. And as we are in the season of Advent, the feeling of hope and preparation present, that is especially important now. We think about how we are entering into our second Christmas of COVID and with a new variant to be concerned about. We do not know when life will look normal or what will happen next. But as we prepare in Advent and think about what is to come next, we can know that God gives us hope and is with us. We do not know what will happen next in terms of the pandemic for this community or even our lives. But we can know that God promises to give us life and be with us. We do not know what to expect, and God sits with us in that. God knows what will happen and be with us always as we move into that direction. The Rose family in Schitt's Creek were hopeless when they first arrived in town, but as they began to be present with the people and get to know them, through the many ups and downs that came along with getting used to their new life, they came to love and care for the people they now call their friends. What seemed hopeless and wanting to get out has now changed to close and life-giving relationships for them that they love and deeply cared for. They grew and found hope and love in their lives. They eventually began to trust each other and those around them, and they developed relationships that were deeper and important. And we are called to do the same. This is a time where we get to lean into that hope from God and think about where God is in the moment. God knows where God is leading us. God's spirit and breath is here with us now and wherever we go. God loves us and is with us even when we do not know it. God knows us, knows God's plans, and will lead us where we are called to go.